Good morning and welcome to St. Columba's on this, the third Sunday after Trinity, for our all-age worship service, followed by refreshments at the west end of the church. I do hope that you can wait behind to enjoy the coffee and the fellowship at that point. We want to convey our congratulations to Daniel Sadlier, to John Kerr and Bill Craven, who were confirmed last Sunday in St. Mark's Parish in Newton Ards. They received Holy Communion for the first time this morning here at 8:15, and I want to thank those parishioners who accompanied them to Newton Ards last Sunday to support them at that very significant occasion in their lives. This morning it will be a very great privilege and delight for us to formally welcome baby Zara Walls into our church congregation. I baptized Zara many months ago in the Royal Victoria Hospital, and we are delighted to welcome her family and guests here for what will be a very special day for all of them, and all of you are welcome. We follow the service as printed before you in the service sheet.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Loving Lord, fill us with your presence.
We may praise you now with our lips and all the day long with our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
If we think we've never done anything wrong, then we are lying to ourselves and not being honest. But if we take the things we have done wrong and bring them to God and we are truthful with him, then once we've said sorry for those things, he forgives us. Let us say sorry to God here and now. We are sorry, dear God, when we don't have time for other people, when we say the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing, even when we think the wrong thing. Forgive us. Make us right with you and allow us to be better the next time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven. Your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. Please stand. We stand as a forgiven people.
Therefore, let us pray to God for his mercy and give thanks to him for his goodness.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, now, and shall be forever.
The Spirit of God fills the whole earth.
Amen.
The Collector Prayer of the Day. Almighty God, you have broken the tyranny of sin and have sent the Spirit of your Son into our hearts, whereby we call you Father. Give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, that we and all creation may be brought to the glorious liberty of the children of God, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus tells the 12 who will act in his name that they are like prophets. Those who speak and work for God in Christ can be assured that he is always with them and working through them. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. This is the word of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In my childhood years, and before anybody says it, that wasn't quite yesterday, I had a great liking for that fictional character, Paddington Bear. I loved the Paddington Bear stories. And those of you who have been watching the news this week will have heard that its creator, Michael Bond, died during these past number of days. Paddington Bear, that bear who came from darkest Peru, ended up in Paddington Station, left sitting on a suitcase with a little label, luggage label, the sort of thing that all of us are looking for at the moment. If we're planning on going on holiday, the label to put your name and address on it, lest your luggage get lost. He had this little label tied around his coat that said, "Please look after this bear. Thank you." And those of you who know the story, anybody here actually know the story of Paddington? Hands up. Oh, well done, Patrick. Oh, a few. Don't be ashamed, yes, because I'm part of this group. Not many in the Paddington Bear fan club in a few, yes. And you will know that his favorite food was marmalade, yes. And he always kept emergency rations, lest he get weak and sort of need an injection of energy. And he always kept a marmalade sandwich where? Under his cap, absolutely. Never knowing the day or hour when he would need some sustenance to keep him going. And we're doing awfully well, I'm most impressed. And who was the family that adopted Paddington Bear at Paddington Station? The Browns, Mr. and Mrs. Brown. And they had a housekeeper who was called Mrs. Bird. You see, I really got into this story as a child. And there, Paddington, he always tried to do the right thing. He always tried to be helpful, but it didn't always end up in a good way. If ever Paddington got into the kitchen when Mrs. Brown was away and tried to bake some nice, delightful bit of baking, what happened? A mess. A disaster. Absolute disaster. But there were aspects of Paddington Bear that I think all of us would do well to take on board. He was very polite. Good manners were high up on his agenda. He always aimed to please. He had a great sense of adventure. And he simply got on with it. And if you look at all the different books that were written, if you look at the film, all those characteristics of this fictitious bear are all there. But in many ways, they do relate, don't they, to our everyday life. Good manners? How often do you hear good manners? How often do you see good manners when you're out and about, going about your daily tasks? Oh yes, we do receive and hear and see plenty of the other. Nobody here would ever toot the horn. Nobody here would ever get aggressive in a queue. Nobody here would ever not say please or thank you. Isn't that right? Remember, you're in church when you're answering that question. And yet, how keen are we to get involved, to make a difference for the good? And now let's test the real Paddington Bear fan here. If somebody upset Paddington Bear, what did he do? Am I the only one that knows the answer? You won't even find it in the Bible. He gave them a good stare. And they realized that was a step too far. A good, hard look. And they realized. In our reading today, we heard all about welcome. In fact, the word welcome was mentioned on numerous occasions in our reading. And with welcome must go politeness, must go concern for other people, and must go, what can we do to help? Well, in his own funny way, Paddington Bear demonstrated all of that in his own little world. As we now approach in Northern Ireland, a difficult time, as we also, perhaps some of us, go on a holiday, very much welcome and support and good manners mean so very much. So that gospel reading does connect, because for Jesus, it wasn't just piety, it wasn't just platitudes, it wasn't just rhyming off words for the sake of it. It was words and actions coming together that made the difference. Welcome, we've heard it. Paddington Bear was so polite in all that he did, and so focused. And yet I wonder, what about us? Well, maybe Paddington Bear's creator who has died, maybe Paddington Bear in his own way, may connect with that reading to give all of us a push forward to be more focused on the needs of other people and to serve God with a great love for our neighbour and care for people to make a difference for the good. Because when you meet people, you never know just what they have had to experience and what they're going through at that moment in time when you meet them. And a word of welcome, good manners, concern for people is so important. And may we not give the hard stare of Paddington Bear, because those who got it didn't like it. Amen. It is a really great joy for us in St. Columba's this morning to welcome in person baby Zara Walls. And we have been praying for you, Zara, weekly in church so often at our services and daily in our prayers, and to see Felix, who's getting ever bigger, along with Mum and Dad, Julie and Damien. And I baptized Zara many months ago in the intensive care ward of the Royal Victoria Hospital. And since then, Zara has been receiving terrific medical support, along with incredible love and care from Julie and Damien and Felix and the wider family circle and friends, along with all of our prayers, have been offering tremendous support. And Zara is certainly getting big and has her own cuddly toy. And because I baptized Zara and the congregation couldn't be present because I was just about allowed into the intensive care ward to do the baptism, we wanted just to have some prayers for Zara here in church to mark the significance of her baptism and also formally to welcome her into this, her church family here in St. Columba's. And the first thing I want to do is to have the words of welcome. Zara, we receive and welcome you as a member with us of the body of Christ, as a child of the one Heavenly Father, and as an inheritor of the kingdom of God. And we're going to pray that you will grow up in the faith in which you have been baptized. Father, we thank you that Zara has now been born again of water and the Holy Spirit and has become a member of your church. Grant that she may grow in the faith in which she is being baptized. Grant that she herself may confess it when she comes to be confirmed. Grant that she may bear witness to it by life of service to others, and that all things belonging to the Spirit may live and grow in her through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father and giver of all grace, we ask your blessing on Zara, who has received the seal of the new covenant and being made an heir of your heavenly kingdom, that through the prayers, the teaching and the example of those who love and care for her, that she may grow up in the faith of Christ and in the fellowship of his church to serve you faithfully all the days of her life. And may God bless you and keep you, now and always. Amen. Let's give Zara a round of applause. Be assured of our continued prayers for the ongoing journey. And nice to see you all smiling here in this, your parish church, and be assured of our support for you all.
Do you believe and trust in God the Father who made all things?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in his Son Jesus Christ who redeemed the world?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in his Holy Spirit who gives life to the people of God?
We believe and trust in him.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. In our prayers, we pray that we may serve you, O Lord, faithfully, that we may extend a word of welcome to family, to friends, to visitors and strangers. May we take those great characteristics that Paddington bear of politeness, of well-meaning, of helpfulness, and of being optimistic, and may we live those out in what we say and in what we do. Lord God, whose we are and whom we serve, we place our lives afresh in your hands. Take us as we are and make us what you would have us be. And so fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may be strong for your service and used wholly for your glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Help us, dear God, to welcome adventures in kindness. There are so many people who need a friendly hand, who would appreciate neighbourly aid, who are starved for sympathy and a smile, who would be glad for the good turn we might do. Keep us alert to see the needs of others. May we be responsive to every true appeal for help, and so live our lives with deep contentment, according to the pattern shown by our Master Jesus, who went about doing good. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We pray for those who have been recently confirmed, in particular those from our own parish, for Daniel Sadlier, for John Kerr, and for Bill Craven. We thank you, our God and Father, for those who in confirmation have made confession of their faith and have been welcomed into the communicant life of the Christian family in this place. Help us each one by our prayers, our friendship, and our example to encourage them in the way of Christ, that they may fully grow up into him and continue steadfastly in the worship and fellowship of the Church, to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray for all those who are bereaved at this time. In particular, we pray for Margaret McKee and her family, following the death of her husband, Norman. O Lord Jesus Christ, who wept at the grave of Lazarus, we commend to your tender care and compassion those whose loss is greatest at this time, because their lives were closest and their love was strongest. In the midst of their deep sorrow, give them the comfort of your presence, and the courage and faith they need to face life again in the days to come. And may your peace be with them, O Lord, both now and always. Amen. We pray for all those who will be going on holiday at this time, and for those who are currently away on holiday, that they will have a safe journey, a time of refreshment, and will return back safely. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the holidays and for all times of rest and recreation. Give refreshment of body and spirit to our friends who are now on holiday, that they may return to their work and to our fellowship with new strength and a new vision of your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Together we pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for everyone in this parish, especially for our clergy, teachers, leaders, musicians, helpers, and all who give of their time and talents to lead our parish organizations. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes, as together we seek to serve you in both word and deed during the opportunities and challenges of this new week. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Accept, Lord, these our gifts and use them for your purposes of love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. So we pray that all we have shared in and experienced this morning in our service will be reflected now in the way we live our lives throughout these coming days, as we say together, be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Grant, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to your pilgrim people a living faith, renewed vision, and a fresh sense of purpose, so that we may worship you, proclaim your love, serve each other, and bring your peace and hope to the world. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen.